Hey everybody, this is Chili Dog. I wasn't going to I guess I should say this is episode 3 of my untitled podcast. But I wasn't going to do a podcast today. But something happened that was fairly close to where I live and work. Some of you may have seen it. I saw it was on the main page of MSN.com, and it made Yahoo and other places, but in Illinois, the state I live, near, as I said, where I live and work, a guy killed 5 people. If you don't know the story, supposedly about 4 to 4:30 a.m., somewhere around there, he went to this, I think it was his girlfriend's mom's house. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's where he went. And he killed 5 people. He killed the lady's mom. He killed her daughter, who was actually pregnant. So that would actually make it 6. And 3 children, I think. I'm not totally sure. I've heard different reports about who was shot and killed. Supposedly that this guy killed 5 people. And then he ran from the police for about 2 hours and ended up in a shootout with police, where he was shot by a policeman, and conflicting reports say he also shot himself. He did not die immediately, but he later did die at the hospital. And I do send my condolences out to what is left of the family. I mean, it's just a sad, sad thing. And locally, the schools were closed because the guy hadn't been caught by the time schools were supposed to... Well, school wasn't supposed to start yet, but the school buses were supposed to go out, and they went ahead and canceled school in the local areas. I just don't understand why people would do that type of stuff. He left his girlfriend alive. She actually lives on the same block that I work on. And I just don't understand it. It's just heartbreaking hearing about all the people that died for no reason. What rumor is right now is he was in a custody battle over the kids, and so he just killed them. I don't know if he thought he would never get caught, seeing as this is a small community, but he got caught. I don't know. It's just a really sad thing. And I just don't know what type of mindset people get in, or how you even get into that mindset to think that that is a viable option. To just kill almost his family. It was his girlfriend's family, supposedly. It just, I don't know. It's such a really, really bad deal, and unfortunately, that's about the only way that my neck of the woods gets in the news is for bad shit like that. So I think last time we were in the news was for tornadoes. Actually, the last time we were in the news has been recently because there's a guy going around pretending to be a cop and pulling over a young woman. God damn it, people. Why does this stuff go on? I just don't get it. I really don't. I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy. I'm not the most sane guy half the time. Hell, I talk to myself into my iPod. I expect people to listen to it. That could be a form of insanity. Possibly, I don't know. But some people are just wired weird, I guess. Unfortunately, this stuff happens. I really wish it didn't, though. Yeah, I really don't have much else to say. It's a bad thing. I feel sorry for the family. The guy. I don't know how I feel about him. He's an ass for doing it. I don't like to say I'm glad that people die. But I almost do feel glad that he's dead, that he won't be able to do it anymore. But then again, he got out. I'm not a religious man. Is there a heaven or hell? I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. But he doesn't have to live with consequences now. His girlfriend does. She still has to deal with the fact that her mom and her daughter and her grandchildren are now dead. All of them. She's still living. He isn't. He's the one that did it. Rumor is he told her that he did it. Just not right. It really isn't. Sorry to be such a Debbie Downer in this episode, but that's just what's going on right now. But I guess I could do a little happier note. I recently, yesterday, which is recent, I purchased MLB The Show 13 and Gears of War Judgment. They're both on sale on Amazon. And I'm using my Amazon Prime free trial right now, so I will get them tomorrow. I did the free 2-day shipping. And today, I noticed that Tomb Raider is on sale and BioShock is still on sale. And there's just too many damn games, and my birthday's coming up. And I'm using Amazon Prime. That means I'm probably gonna buy this shit. It's hard to. I have the money. Money's not the problem. I just don't feel right buying all this shit because I end up not playing it. Well, I play it for a couple days and I stop and go to something else. Because I buy games in groups. I really do. I go in spurts. Hell, I bought Pega last night and I already have it free on the computer. And I'll probably buy the Pega expansion on Xbox Live since it's on sale. That could be a podcast for another day. I don't like these to go too long. Cardinals won. St. Louis Cardinals baseball team. Hooray. I'm happy about that. But today was just a messed up day. With all that stuff happening. Because I'm at work at 6 a.m. and a guy was shot at 7:30. So I was at work when all this, when some of this was going on. The chasing, I guess, was going on too. But yeah, it's kind of a screwed up day. Stayed a little later at work. I didn't do a whole lot this morning because of all the commotion. I stayed a little later, plus I have something that's due Friday, but they want it done tomorrow. In a program I haven't used in many months, so stayed a little bit to try to get that done. But none of you care about that. I think that's it. That's all I got. Nothing really happens in my life to actually warrant a podcast, but I'm still trying to stretch one out. So far, 3 days in a row. Hooray me. I'm not a very good bullshitter either. I cannot talk on telephones to people. I'm just not that good at it. But that could be a podcast for another time too, about all my many weird quirks and shortcomings, if you will. So there's no funny in this podcast. Well, there probably wasn't too much funny in the other podcast either. But I believe I will end the podcast right about here. So I'll end it the way I've ended the rest, by saying goodbye and, let me hit the button, good night.